The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is.
You play to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
No.
Yeah, more sports. What's up?
Coming at you one more again. Beep, bop, bow, wow, way, right on.
The Roots. Dadgummit. I forgot about them. You slept on them, huh? More sports, live and direct. Happy Tuesday to you, my friends. Monday Night Football in the books. Dodgers, look, it's midnight here. They're still playing. They're up 5-4 on the hated ones, the Giants. Gigantes. Giants are in a hell of a spot, like 30 plus games out of first place, but the Dodgers are making the headlines because they've lost so many games in a row. Since Curtis Granderson has been a Dodger, he's hitting 114. Hey, Curtis, way to stink. Wow. My ex, Nick, her mom and grandma, they always used to go bowling as a family. And her mom would roll like a gutter ball, and her grandma would go, "Hey, Terry, way to stink." Hilarious. "Hey, Curtis, way to stink." This episode of More Sports is brought to you by me. I'm the producer. Well, Corey Fry, FryFry42 on Twitter. Hit her up, follow her. Just give her that nudge that we're out there. We got our eyes on you, Fry. LT, I call her. She's the lieutenant. I got a concierge now, but I've always had a lieutenant. It's like 20 years we've been together. I went to jmore.com. I clicked the Amazon button, and I bought myself my favorite lure. L-U-R-E. Yes. Lures. Yes. A Meps Black Fury number 3.
Why has it got to be black? I want Meps Yellow Fury, because I like Asian girls. Yeah. Smallmouth and largemouth bass.
That was my favorite lure when I was fishing for bass as a kid. I'm got this little Airbnb rental in Malibu because I earned it. And every time I did a little stand-up, I put a little something away for myself. And I got a nice little rental for me and Meredith Daniel. And I've been fishing almost every single day, catching perch from the sand. The first rod I had was, did you
say rod?
He said rod. Why don't you let him fucking finish? Go get your fucking shine box. All right, Kermit, relax.
Kermit, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Henry, do you want a leg or a wing?
Mm.
Billy Bats, motherfucking mutt, keep him here.
I got a Black Fury number 3 by Meps using the Amazon banner because I fish every day for perch. And what I do is I swim out to the rocks that are about 40 yards from the patio. Man, it's rough out there. I'm not joking. Like, it's dangerous. And my legs are all cut up and my ankles are all cut up. But that's from the adult bookstore. The fishing's fun. I get the mussels off the rocks. I come back. But there's a lot of rocks under that water, man. Big-ass rocks. Man, how big your rocks are big, man? And then you use the mussels on the inside for bait. And my neighbor, the guy I'm renting from, is good dude, man. Carl Randall goes, "Yeah, this is the best. You're not going to catch any fish with a lure out there." And I was like, "Oh, really?" I got a crocodile spinner. And I've caught like 8 of my last 10 perch on that spinner. And I just bought the Meps Black Fury number 3. I bought a couple poppers. I want to see how they work in the ocean. Probably not well. Are poppers the one that when you reel it in, they go down?
Which bait lure is called a popper? Or is it called a jig?
Yeah, so I bought a bunch of fishing lures. I bought like $80 of lures because I got Carl one too. Because when I'm clean and out of there, I'm taking my lures with me. But I want to leave fresh new lures for the guy that was nice enough to rent me a spot to really restore me to sanity. I love the ocean very much. Aaron Larsoul's come out and done some fishing. Me and Vito went swimming for like an hour, just floating like bums. And then I find out that's littered with stingrays. I watched this guy Carl get stung on the foot. Are you going to talk about fucking football? Yeah, it's a little personal me time stuff. Dear JJ, it's me, JJ. I bought a MEPS Black Fury number 3 and some other shit, all from Amazon, because I went to my website, jmoore.com. JohnFergusonMoore.com is... I got to get it ready for the poems. Put all the poems up there, but looking to sell them too, so we'll see how that goes. Got to protect them. Protect your neck. And animation coming to jmoore.com. My man James Rosillo did the lightning bolt story on an animated lightning bolt story where me and Marty, my friend Marty, did acid and had lightning bolt fights. The ice cream truck story with Skylar Stone. Me asking everybody to pray for the Ravens to lose because their owner, Steve Biscotti, said pray for us about a backup quarterback position. All right, I'm going to pray for the Ravens right now. Dear God, please keep all those I know and have made me feel comfort, feel the comfort they gave me. Please help people, even one by one, go to bed not hungry tonight, and please let the Baltimore Ravens get syphilis and spread it amongst each other in the showers through their dick holes. Amen. I'm a Christian. I mean that, too. How great would that be? You watch the Ravens, they're running around with syphilis, itching. I like it. So, we got Dalvin Cook and Sam Bradford put on a show for the Minnesota Vikings, who I really like a lot. And Dalvin Cook was a running back I was pretty damn high on. I'm not sold on Christian McCaffrey. The guy didn't have any touchdowns on the road when he was at Stanford for an entire year. That's an analytic I've never even... I can't wrap my mind around it. How do you not have a touchdown on the road? Like, you went to fucking Saginaw Valley State. Janice! Jeff Janice! You went to Kent State. Fordham in Ohio. You went to Michigan State. East Lansing. All right, the third song I made up. You didn't score a touchdown on the road? Fresno State, no Pac-12, nothing. Yeah, let's take him. The running back I like, Aaron Jones, didn't see the ball at all, but we'll figure that out. The Packers need him. But rookie running back is what I'm talking about. Dalvin Cook was amazing. That is a Florida State running back OG style. He was really cool. And Stephon Diggs, or as I like to call him, the Saints daddy. He might as well have just been inside the Saints secondary, and they might as well have been looking over their shoulder going, "Daddy, oh daddy." Because he was their daddy. Stephon Diggs just fucked the Saints up. The Saints defense was a runny flu dump atrocious. Just that dump that smells like dog shit. You're like, what's wrong with my body? I smell like I'm cleaning up dog shit, but I'm not. It's me. I'm the dog. I'm a sick dog. They are horrible. How many times have I told you guys on this podcast, if your team has a need, they've had that need since you rooted for that team. The Saints have needed a defense since I've been alive, since Archie Manning was getting pummeled and pile-driven into the turf by Deacon Jones. They needed a fucking defense then. They still need a defense. Vikings. Sam Bradford had over like 340 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. I'm texting back with Joe Fresh. He's like, that piece of garbage, you know, Sam Bradford. And I'm like, buddy, you want to take that one back? He goes, I'm not going to retract anything. He stinks. And he had bailed out by this and that. I just send him a screen grab of the stats. Quarterback rating's like 160. It's in Sam Bradford's eyes are so far apart. The sun is actually setting on one side of his head. I would not want to watch Sam Bradford try to use binoculars. Do not send a corner to blitz Sam Bradford. He will see that corner coming through his ear hole because that's where his eye is, like Moesha. Like Uma Thurman. Like Benedict Cumberbatch and other people. Batch back. Hey, how about a batch on the back? Hey, you. His eyes are far apart, I tell you. So, The Minnesota Vikings kicked the shit out of the Saints, and it's quiet in the Saints, in the Superdome, New Orleans Dome, whatever dome it's called. What do you want, a dome? I'll build you a dome. Who wants a dome now? Yo, let me tell you something. The Saints defense is atrocious. My man Cam Jordan got around the end. He took care of some business, sacked a quarterback. That's one for one. I just keep doing that. You have 16 sacks in the season, Cam. Good guy. How about you get off that shit team? Everybody in the NFL needs a defensive end. They were atrocious. Thielen, a white guy, ran for 40, caught a pass for 46 yards. Some white dude named Thielen just streaking a pass, brothers, man. What the fuck is going on?
In this day and age, a Jew brought prejudice against Italians, Henry. You got a fucking white guy running against a bunch of black guys.
It was crazy. It was one of the worst defensive performances I've seen from the Saints, and I've said that. I said that 6 years ago. I was in the green room in like West Palm Beach, face Palm Beach, going, oh my God, this team sucks balls on defense. No matter who the coordinator is, they just put them in positions where they fail. And wouldn't you know it, Adrian Peterson, way to ingratiate yourself to your new team by shouting at your coach and glaring at him, and your coach turns around and tells you to shut your fucking mouth, and you finish with like six carries. Attaboy, way to go, AP. Beat your kid with a stick until he bleeds from the scrotum. That's a fact, people. That's the character of the man. Hey, you know, it's different down south. It's cultural. You know, in black family, don't fucking give me white, black, south, north. He beat a kid with a fucking stick. And the kid that got beaten with a stick bled from his testicles. I took a lot of beatings. I never bled from my balls. That is disgusting. You hit a kid. If you saw somebody slap your kid in the face mildly but pretty hard in the mall, you'd go, whoa, whoa. Now imagine that person with a stick on a kid's groin. That's Adrian Peterson. He's a piece of fucking garbage. And he sucks. He sucks. And he sucked on the Saints. They don't have a need at running back. They got a whole bunch of guys underperforming at running back. And the guy that should be in the game, the kid from Tennessee, I mean, he had 2 yards of carry, but give him the fucking rock. I mean, you're going to lose anyway. Try out the new guys. Mike Williams did not play. The number one pick in the NFL draft. The number two pick in the NFL draft. What was Mike Williams? 4, 5, or 6, thereabouts. Number 10, Pat Mahomes. None of them played in the NFL. Solomon Thomas was the number 3 pick. He wishes that you thought he didn't play because he sucked. He had 19 snaps, 0 pressures against the Carolina Panthers. Now, let's get to the Crimea Rivers. San Diego, Los Angeles, Carson Chargers at the Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos with Trevor Siemian. And Siemian, actually, I believe, is a genus of monkey. Trevor Siemian was pretty good. Like, he ran for a touchdown and did a little shake and bake. He hit the P1 on the controller. Did the what with the hips and shook the guy. Jesus Christ, Trevor Siemian was juking, baby. They did everything they had to do. There was an entire team effort. And they beat the Chargers at Mile High in Denver. A blocked field goal to seal it and end it by a guy that played 2 snaps. A rookie kicker, a rookie blocker gives the lane up inside penetration. Sounds hot. In this case, it was red hot if you're a Bronco fan. Broncos win, Broncos win. The AFC West is going to be fucking crazy with the Broncos and the Raiders and the Chiefs. The Chiefs. Chargers, I don't think you guys are going anywhere. This is the most Los Angeles thing ever, NFL football in Los Angeles. People come off of airplanes from everywhere on earth. And when they walk off that airplane at Los Angeles International Airport, they just reinvent themselves. You could sell tile in Berea, Ohio. You don't have to plane at Burbank Airport. What do? I'm a writer. Oh, wow. What, like novels? No, scripts. What have you written? I'll give you some sometime. Not quite finished yet. Working on some stuff, flushing them out. Wow, that's really great. Do you like writing? I love it. It's my pat. Oh, you know, I don't mean to interrupt you. Can I get more bread? Where's the actor, the maitre d'? Could he act like a maitre d' and get me a chair? Eesh. People reinvent themselves. You answer phones for a telemarketing conference company. You get off the plane at LAX. What do you do? I'm an actress. What have you been in? Well, I'm going to school now. It's a whole culture now where everybody wants to stay in school because it's safe. But it ain't safe, baby. You got to get off the plane. leave the airport, and go deep into the suburbs and start kicking the shit out of every single moment of every day to make it in Los Angeles. Because everybody's here for the same reason: to lie, cheat, steal, and snatch their way up to the top. Reinvent yourself, reinvent yourself. And the Chargers thought they were going to come up the 5 freeway from San Diego and become the Los Angeles Chargers after we got the Los Angeles Rams. Nobody went to a Rams game season 2. What is this? The fuck? The Leftovers? The show? It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Last year, the Rams were a feel-good story, and they sucked cock. This year, they kicked the shit out of the Colts, win by 30, and six people... There were more people in the audience of the Gong Show than there was at the the Los Angeles Coliseum, where they had the 1984 Olympics. They still got the torch burning. And you're not going to fill that fucking place. I almost went to that fucking game, but I was washing my hair. If I wasn't washing my hair, I would have went downtown and watched. I almost went when USC was down there. But I'm like, I'm fishing with my Mets Black Fury number 3. Why am I going to leave here to go watch traffic for 3 hours? A blocked field goal to break your heart. The Los Angeles Chargers are going to play in Carson. And the Rams are going to play to an empty Coliseum. It doesn't get more Los Angeles than that. It doesn't. Because in this town, one thing I know for sure, you have to be better than everybody else all the time. I had about a 10-month swing of my life where I wasn't. And that sounds incredibly douchey. I mean, a very recent, most recent time that happened to me, it was 10 months. I was not well. My head was not right. I was not really giving effort. Guess what? No audition. Then the audition's a weird feedback. He's so sad. Yeah, I'm fucking sad. The life I thought I had wasn't the life I thought I had. I'm going to court every day fighting for custody of a kid, but you know what? My head's right now, and I'm going to auditions, and I'm kicking the shit out of it. I break each dawn like a new horse. I'm not bragging. That's what you have to do. Why is Corey successful? Because she sat and she edited and she tried to sell a documentary about a lead singer of a punk band. The people you're selling it to don't even know who Bad Brains are. And she just kept going and it sold. That's how you got to do it. Every single day. You cannot slap dick together a team, fire Jeff Fisher, add a couple receivers because it's fancy on the outsides. The inside, offensive line, center. Start at the center position, then guard, then tackle. The trenches. You have the fearsome foursome again. You can't even put up billboards around town because nobody cares. Because in this town, nobody is going to back a loser. And the Rams are losers. The Chargers are losers. Starting from the top, the Spanos family rented Qualcomm. Qualcomm. Sounds like what aliens put in your butt when they probe you. Now insert the Qualcomm. Why is a billionaire renting? Well, I got the public to pay for it. Well, then aren't you a big boy with your grand animals matching? You're a billionaire. Fucking build a place. Like Stan Kroenke just went, hey, here's a whole bunch of land I bought. Here's the stadium drawing. The Rams play at the Coliseum because the Los Angeles Rams don't have a stadium. They have a nice drawing of a stadium. You know what that's called? A resume. Here's what it'll look like if you hire me. That's not how it works here. Get the stadium, play in it, get dirty, do the work. That does not fly in Los Angeles. And I'm not like a big like, hey, it's the best town in the world. Look, Los Angeles sucks a lot of the time. But in this case, these teams suck a lot worse than the traffic, the smog, the valley, the angry guys that work at the Bank of America. My friend, I give you your bank statement. What do you want, my friend? Relax, guy that works at Bank of America in Pasadena. The Chargers came all the way to Los Angeles to lose at Mile High and just look ridiculous. Phillip Rivers under 200 yards passing, 5 yards a pass. What are you, fucking Scott Tolzine? Whack a guy? You want me to whack a guy? Off a guy? You want me to whack off a guy? Wait till they all play at home at the same time, the day after USC and UCLA play at home. More people are going to see college football, and I will be very conservative with this estimate. 10 times more people are watching USC and UCLA play football than they are watching the NFL play football. But you know what? It doesn't matter if nobody's in the Coliseum because we got that TV money. Right, guys? It's how you finish. Hey, how'd you feel about the last season of Lost? You don't even fucking remember because you tapped out after season 3 when they had a smoke monster. And that's what these teams are. And just like every single TV show, every movie, you got to be critic-proof. You have to be immune to the criticism. You can't be dropping passes. You can't have your kicks blocked. You got to go out there and be better than everybody else. These teams stink. And if any team was going to move to Los Angeles, I wish it was the Raiders, because the Raiders don't stink, and Marshawn Lynch is a damn star.
I'm here so I won't get fined.
So enjoy Los Angeles, Chargers, because Los Angeles doesn't enjoy you. Also, Hugh Jackson of the Browns calling out Kenny Britt as being inexcusable. It's one of the best things I've ever heard in my life. Kenny Britt's a bad guy. He's been arrested 7 times. Have you been arrested? No? Have you been arrested twice? Have you been arrested 3 times? Have you been arrested 7 times? Dropped a wide open pass. Hit him right in the fucking hands midfield. It was like, what, 2nd and 19? 3rd and 19? 2nd and 19, I think. 20-yard strike from Kaiser. Kaiser Permanente. And he drops it. You know why he got called out by his coach? Because he's a veteran. Because he's making $5.3 million a year. He's a fucking bum. He's probably a goddamn pain in the ass. Falls asleep during film. And Hugh Jackson went, yeah, he's inexcusable. That's inexcusable. Young quarterback, you have to make the catch and help him. I guarantee you, if he was a character guy, you would not hear a word out of Hugh Jackson. But Kenny Britt used to be a Ram, used to be a Titan, used to be at Rutgers. You know what he also used to be? In handcuffs. And he will be again. Trust me. Los Angeles Rams, Los Angeles Chargers. No thank you.
I try to get it how I live it. A lot of people counting on me, kinda like a digit. It's a cold world, I'm not fronting like it isn't. It's no time for coming up shorter than a midget. Y'all know I'ma raise the bar though, like Bridget. See there a star, go don't blink, you might miss it. It's precious cargo, you gotta be strong to lift it. The light comes in different types, be more specific. Shit, I'm Black Thought, what could be more prolific? For this love, I go.